think I have probably taught or preached on the text that Becca read from Paul's letters to the church at Corinth as much as any text, any of the Pauline epistles in my 30 years of ministry. The text from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is a rich, powerful passage. And it's filled with such great truths for all churches today. Now remember the church at Corinth. The church at Corinth was a mixed up church. They were divided, they were conflicted, they were confused, they were condemning each other. They were fighting over the things of the Spirit. They were fighting over which gift within the church was greater. I have this gift and you have them. I'm better than you're in. They were so divided. They were a hot mess of a church. Paul addressed numerous problems in that church that he formed, that he loved, never more so in any more meaningful passage than what we know as 1 Corinthians 12. In the midst of their conflict and all of their fighting, Paul writes, if you would, a little humor. I know as a pastor, sometimes in the midst of all the mess, the best thing you can do is to laugh at yourself and to add a little humor. And Paul did. In the text that Becca read, that the body parts are having conversation with parts. Now, last week we talked about the tongue, and we can see the tongue speaking as it often does. But in the text, verse 15, the foot is speaking about the hand and say, well, I guess I'm not important if I can't be a hand. In verse 16, the ear says, well, because I'm not an eye, why do I even exist? And then the whole body gets into this conversation, if we were this or if we were that, and why can't we all be? Finally, in verse 21, the eye actually speaks directly to the hand. And then the head speaks to the foot. I think to summarize it, Paul began that passage and he ends it with verses you need to hear again. Verse 12, just as a body, the one, has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. Paul could have said, and I think the connotation is, so it is in the church. The body, though one, has many parts, and many parts form one body, so it should be in the church. Verse 20, as it is, there are many parts, but one body. The last verse, verse 27, Becca read it so beautifully. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. Verse 27, 1 Corinthians 12, I believe is the key to a New Testament local church. I submit it's the key to First Baptist Church of Lufkin. Now you are the body of Christ. You are the church. And each one of you is a part of it. Hands and feet, eyes and ears, different. Some of you, different indeed, fearfully and wonderfully made. You know where I'm going with this, because I've said it often, because I believe it so strongly, that diversity and unity is what makes a church the true body of Christ. And that diversity within the body does not mean division. And unity within the body does not mean uniformity. We celebrate the diversity that is in this room. We celebrate the unity that can only come from God without being uniform. We celebrate it. There's no need to run from it. I believe that the strength of this church at this time is that we are coming every day to the realization that there is power in diversity and in being one. folks in the community talk about, well, talk about most everything, but they even talk about churches. Some talk about churches, and I think folks talk about First Baptist as much as they do anybody else. If they're not talking about us, they're talking about someone else. And I think that some of the things they say, I believe, are something's going on down there. It has nothing to do with the pastor. It surely doesn't have anything to do with Dan and the staff. What it has to do with that this church continues to realize the beauty of diversity that does not divide, the beauty of being one without being uniform. That's who we are. It's who we must always strive to be. And it's not easy. It's not easy. It would be easier. It really would. To be easier to be a church where everyone thought alike, dressed alike, dreamed alike, interpreted alike, believed alike, 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 alike. That would be pretty easy. It would be very boring, but it would be pretty easy. And I don't believe it would be the picture of the New Testament church, not as Paul painted it, but rather, I mean, look around. Go ahead. Look around. You don't have to stand up, but stretch your neck. Some of you wake up and look around. What do you see? Well, you see a variety, a diversity of age and gender. A variety and diversity of marital status. Some ethnicity, though not enough. A variety of socioeconomic status. In this room is a variety and a diversity of politic. We live in different parts of this city and different parts of this county. There's diversity. Look in the parking lot if you're the first one out. There are more than just pickups. There are pickups and Chevrolets and Fords and a Lexus or two. We live in different places. We drive different vehicles. We have different vocations in this room. There are loyalties to different schools. I know you're not all in love with Baylor. I don't understand it, but I know you're not all there. Diversity of our loyalty. We bank in different banks. Joe wish it wasn't true, and so does Chase, but we do. We bank in different banks, and some of you even wear boring socks. Others have found the joy in the diversity of socks. If you have to wear a sock and tie, why wear something boring? Diversity. Some use cable and some have satellite. Some are consolidated and some are Suddenlink. And some say, why do you do that old stuff? Just do Netflix and Hulu. And then when I came to Lufkin, I found something. We all get electricity. Is it not Hulu? That's why I do consolidated. I don't have to work. What's it called? I know about a hula hoop. Does that count? All right. And certain folks probably should go to other churches. I'm just saying. I will pay for that. Encore. Okay, Encore. Why can't all of our bills just say Encore? They're doing the whole thing. But instead, we have like 94 choices to choose to say that you're going to save 3 pennies or 4 pennies maybe. And all of that diversity. But really, whether we use Hula or Hula Hoop or Netflix, what about important things in the church about the Bible? You know, in this room, there are those who believe strongly that the Bible must be read and taken very literal, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, that it requires a literal interpretation. There are others in this room who would say, no, it's not literal. It's a general statement. There are some who would say, it's infallible, God's Word, or it's inerrant. And some would say, I don't need any of these words. It is simply the Word of God. We would differ on how we even come to interpret God's Word. 2 weeks ago, Caitlin preached, a woman preaching at a First Baptist Church, East Texas. Glory, glory, glory. There are probably some who didn't think glory. You know what? Your next pastor may be a woman. Some would not agree with that. Some would interpret things differently. And even this morning, there were some women teaching a class full of men. That wouldn't happen in all churches. Diversity. Our diversity on our theology and on our polity. Remember when Baptists, we didn't dance, we didn't drink, and we didn't cuss. And if we did, we didn't tell anyone, and we thought no one knew it. Remember, we all Baptists were like that. We don't drink, we don't dance, we don't cuss. Well, I don't know if it's the times or we're just more honest. But there may be some diversity on that. Someone gave me a T-shirt this summer. And the T-shirt said, "I love Jesus, but I cuss a little." Now, I don't know. I love Jesus, but I... And they gave it to me in my office. And then I realized they meant to give it to Katie Baker. She's the one. Katie Baker wears it every other day. I am so glad they got my office and Katie's mixed up. Yeah, we differ. We differ in worship, worship style. Some would rather to worship in high liturgy or some in charismatic or some maybe in a cowboy church. John, there's not any difference. You don't ever hear any difference about music styles, do you? I didn't think so. Some want contemporary and some want traditional and some want... but blended, and some wish the organ would die and be shot, and some wish the guitar had never been invented, and some love it that the choir's not here, and some wish the choir would wear robes, and some wish the choir would just go on to glory. All different types. Some would rather a prima donna up here have a concert every week. Preaching, there are different thoughts on preaching. You tell me, usually, "Pastor, if you would just preach expository, take Romans 1 and start there, and if it takes us 3 years to go through Romans, it would be a wonderful, wonderful expository experience." And others say, "I'd like it that you preach thematic, and 1 week it's this, and 1 week it's that." And some said, "I just wish you would pace around a little bit more and not use a pulpit," and that's not going to happen. But no one has ever said in 30 years, though, "I wish you would preach longer." Never, never have they ever said, "Oh, if you just preached longer, I would love it." No, we are diverse. Some wake up thinking about the Constitution and bylaws, policy and procedures, and denomination affiliations. I'd rather just wake up and think about Jesus than any of that. First Baptist Church, Lufkin. I believe a 1 Corinthians chapter 12 church. I say it often, we're not a perfect church, but we're a good church. We're a good church striving to become better through the power and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Diversity without division, unity without uniformity. Here's a good one. Write this one down. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. In all things, we love. In non-essentials, we grant liberty. In essentials, we claim unity. So what does this have to do with the Lord's Supper, our communion? See, we're diverse even on what we call this symbolic experience. The Lord's Supper is symbolic of Jesus Christ's life and death. He said, "As often as you do this, remember me." Remember my life. Remember my death. Bread representing my body, the cup representing my blood. But I submit that this meal is also symbolic of our unity and our diversity.